one interesting thing, just to come up for breath for a moment, and that is, so the Gemara said, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, he was by the Kesar, and he has this exchange, this debate, literally, with a heretic, with a min. But nobody was talking. This was all done through, like, sign language, through signals. So Achvile, the min, showed Rabbi Shua ben Chananya something. Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, he signaled back. Rabbi Shua ben Chananya understood the conversation. The min didn't know what he was telling him in return. So what did he tell him? So the Kesar was there, and the Kesar said that a person that doesn't know how to speak Biramiso, Yachvi Kame Malka, a person like this should be in the presence of the king. You have no business having this kind of access, if you're not someone that knows how to communicate with someone else, if the person is talking to you, biramiza, right? We know the expression, dai lechakima biramiza. A chacham is someone that understands even biramiza. And that's what the Kesa told this person, that if you don't understand biramiza, then you don't have the credentials to be able to be in my inner court. We mentioned a few weeks ago, the hakdama to the Bir Hagra in Shulchan Aruch that was written by the Vilna Gaon's Einukel, Rabbi Yaakov. So the Vilna Gaon had a son, Rabbi Avram ben Hagra, who had a son, Rabbi Yaakov. And after the Vilna Gaon passed away, so Rabbi Avram, the son of the Vilna Gaon, he took upon himself to put out all the svarim of his father, the Vilna Gaon. But then Rabbi Avram ben Hagra passed away prematurely. And after he was Nifter, his son, Rabbi Yaakov, who lived in Slonim, thus he was known as Rabbi Yaakov Mislonim, but Rabbi Yaakov Mislonim, who was a ben Achaben, he was the Rabbi Avram ben Hagra's son, so he took upon himself that he's going to be very, very busy, made it his life's mission to publish the Svarim of his Zayda, the Vilna Gaon. So he wrote a hakdama to the Bir Hagra. We mentioned a shtickel that Levi Chomsky showed me with regards to a Rashi and Masechtas Maikon, Daf Tezayin Amidbeis, Dvarim Neflon, the Inkam Agoimer. But in that hakdama, so Rabbi Yaakov, the Einikol of the Vilna Gaon, talked about the Vilna Gaon. And one of the things he said is that the Vilna Gaon was an incredible mekatzer. He used to talk very much bekitzer. Just read a few lines. Ki yodanu eso ish, ve es siach, adoini ovi moiri zikni agoin ha-mechaber zeichet tzadik v'kodesh l'vrach, referring to the Gra. She kitzer bedibar, bechol ha-yoyser efsho. He used to be mekatzer when he talked as much as possible. K'ro'oi v'nochoin l'fi ha-flogas goydom mailus ha-goyin zatzal. And it was very befitting for him to talk the way he talked, considering how great he was. He says, this is something that all the chachamim, all the wise people, are in unanimous agreement about. But Amram, the more a person steigs intellectually, it's going to cause him to talk less. And he says, really, it's a mafurish gemara. All people that were balei mailo, lemae tashmishon bedibur hagashmi haotzei v'nivza, to talk as little as possible when it comes to dibur hagashmi haotzei v'nivza. It's interesting because we always talk about the Dibur, which is a chelak eloika mimal, the ruach mimal of a yipach ba'apam nishmas chayim. It's referring to the koyach hadibur that the Chofetz Chaim talks about. But either way, the more a person is bechachma, the less he talks. For amru, the oivam yishana adam le talmidai bederech kitzara, the helu b'maskana the loshin kitzara adif miloshin nekia, the hadibur shu al derech hamachug hu amufchir yoyser. So the best thing is to talk as little as possible. But you know what's better? Not to talk at all, right? It's a nish red and kimtis nish. It's not as effective and as powerful as someone that doesn't talk at all. And therefore you find that Rabbi Yeshua is debating this min, and how are they doing it? They're doing it per misa. They're not even talking. Why can't they talk? He says, because the real intellectuals understand that the brainier a person is, the less he's going to communicate. So said the Einukel of the Vilna Gaon. He said that that's who the Vilna Gaon was. And that's why the Vilna Gaon was Mekatzer. Because he lived by this. He lived by this idea of Gavrid Le'yad Mai Machvi Le'bemachoy Yachvi Kabe Malko. So he says, Ish Ish Lefi Erkoy Asher Mitzad Zen Nichla B'chol Maimer V'Tever Midibor Chibure Adoni Avi Moiri Zikni Agoyin Zatzal Kavonei Shoynes Amukos Amok Amok Mien Tze'eno. So he says, when the Vilna Gaon wrote something, he was doing it with that understanding, that I'm going to tell you things b'remiza, and I'm going to tell you things b'machoy, and if you're a chacham, you'll understand what I mean, and if you're not a chacham, you're not going to understand what I mean. And this is the makar to be medayik in the Vilna Gaon, of a chulu in the Vilna Gaon. where the Vilna Gaon said something, the Dibur HaMaschil, right? Every little subtlety in the Vilna Gaon were medayik, and it's because that's where the Vilna Gaon was. And this is the Eidus that is Enochel, who was very close to him, by the way, closest grandchild. We spoke about this already. So he was very, very close to the Vilna Gaon, his Eida, and he said this is the way he was. And then he says that a person sometimes is Baltvar. He talks a lot. He's very expressive. He repeats himself. But even that person, if he ever has to write something on paper, he's for sure going to be Mekatzer. So he says, my Zayda was a tremendous Mekatzer when it came to Dibur. He was a Gavr He used to talk Beremiza. Kalvachayma when he wrote. Because when it comes to writing, the most expressive person in the world is going to express himself per Remizo. See, he says every letter, every word in the Bi'er Agra is betachlis hadikduk. It's mamish beautiful. But hishtautsu argemara. Gavra de la yoda, my machti le bemachug, yachvi kabi malka.